HM Mobile.
04HKX Mobile. 04HKX Mobile.
HKX, KO4, NUE. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Door, and, we know the deal. Trying to get my coffee over here in the basket without spilling it everywhere.
I thought most people that drunk coffee of a morning went ahead and had it all set up and ready to go the night before.
Not me. I got some major short-term memory issues, and I can't remember things like that. I mean, I just can't.
I'm with you on that, and the older I get, the worse that problem becomes.
It's not really age related, I don't think. I think it's being exposed to ordnance across the pond, I'd say.
Yeah, I can see where that has something to do with it.
I am hoping that you're going to have a good day today, and it was something I was supposed to remember to ask you. Let me look through my notes here. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Truck. Money. Insurance. What's the deal?
Yesterday was the day that it was supposed to happen, but I didn't hear anything. So I'll call them this morning and find out for sure and see if they're still going to play games more or not. But like I said, I'm not holding my breath at this point for them to do anything they say they're going to do.
Man, I mean, what the heck?
In good hands, so take that for what you want to.
See, okay, I understand. I definitely understand that. Okay. So, I mean, I hate to even ask, because at this point, I guess everything they tell you is not the truth.
Like they're doing nothing but playing games and trying to see if they can put me out of business so that I'll just go away.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. I don't know. I don't even have any advice to say for you. I don't really.
It is going to be what it's going to be, and I just got to make the best of it and move on, do what I can, and keep moving forward.
Assuming that the person that hit you either did not have insurance or did not have a high enough coverage rate to get what the truck was worth, is that correct?
It wasn't even her car, and the car insurance was not enough, but you're correct on that part.
Her insurance helped out any?
They haven't done anything. They're just kind of sitting back waiting to see how this plays out for them. They were found at fault. They know they're going to have to pay, just a matter of how much.
Both the insurance companies talking to one another?
I really have no idea. I've just been focusing on getting this truck paid for, but that's the big hurdle for me. If I can get the truck paid for, the rest of it can drag out as long as it wants. know, it is what it is, but if I can't conduct my business, that's what's hurting me.
I don't think the bank cares if the truck is wrecked or not. You still have to make those payments. That's correct, right?
That payment goes out every Monday morning.
I tell you what, when you do get some kind of check, I think I'd be having me a lawyer saying, I'm coming after you for 6 months of truck payments that you should have settled this issue before it got to this point. Now you're going to back pay me for 6 months of truck payments. I don't know what it costs to pay on one of those. I know what it does on my $2,500 and mercy. So, yeah, I'd go after there. I'd go after the juggler when I got my truck paid for.
But I gotta get that taken care of first, and then I do have a lawyer already, but I'm not real happy with him right at this point either. He's all he wants to do is call and ask when they're gonna have things done, and then turn around and wait and never hear from them again. We're gonna go powwow with him and his managing partner. Clear plate for today.
Let me tell you what's happening Thursday afternoon, and then that's probably going to tell you what's going to happen today. So my daughter graduates from high school, and she's having 50 of her friends and parents over here. So what do you think is happening in my house right now? And I have a tendency to just sneak out of the house and go to the shop when cleaning starts taking place up at the house. But, see, this year, both of my sons have moved out of the house. So it's just me, my wife, and Abby. So I snuck out yesterday, come down here and was, you know, had the radio turned on, and she come in the ham shack and really didn't have to say a whole lot, you know. I mean, I've been with her for 25 years and I kind of know what each little look means. And so I just took my tail between my legs and went back up to the house and clean windows yesterday, so.
Sorry, gotta laugh about that, but yeah, I know exactly what you mean. After 25 years, you know what every little stair means. Some of them cut right through you.
Happened because I know you've been in this predicament too, right? This is KO4 NUE, station ID.
Many times.
I'm going to have to develop me another plan now. Since the boys are gone, I may have to start sneaking off in the truck and just leaving the property entirely.
Trying to get her with her hand license. She'll just call out here on the air and get you there. But you might want to be careful with that one, too.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Say 73 here. I'm coming up on the black hole in Henderson County. So I'm going to say 73 to you, KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear until I get to the other side.
KX, KO4 NUE. Thank you, sir. You have it's my pleasure talking to you this morning. You have a great day, Patrick.
It's mobile monitoring. Morning, Fred. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm imagining
H. Hey, Patrick, how are you doing today, man? I can faintly hear you. I'm actually, I'll be a little bit of short time on the repeater. Just figured I'd come on and say hello.
What's I call the black hole up here in Harrison County, radio waves. So I'm on the street with you, but I just want to let you know I heard you say good morning.
You have a good one, man. KO4HKX is plus KO4NH clear.
Could be for FCM.